since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
This is the Devil's Advocates radio show. Good afternoon. Glad to have you with us in our final moments this afternoon. Before we begin to head out and perhaps take at least one more caller in our final moments or so, wanted to highlight another story, not directly related to January 6th, but certainly affiliated with and associated with the kind of conduct that Liz Cheney was chatting about at the end of the presentation today, that is witness tampering or getting after people because you don't like what they're doing. This story came out last week from the New York Times, other places. We all remember Jim Comey, who is the former FBI director, used to be a U.S. attorney, used to be the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America, and his deputy
used to be quite respected.
He used to be quite respected, absolutely, right? Also notorious, if you will, for a very significant press conference that he had in which he presumably exonerated Hillary Clinton in the midst of the 2016 election from any criminal violations, but opened up all kinds of doors and did something that I think a lot of us to this day regard as highly inappropriate for an FBI official to do. This particular story devolves not from that, but from the fact that obviously Jim Comey ran afoul of Donald Trump as well. Jim Comey fired very notoriously by Donald Trump, as he said to Lester Holt for that rusher thing. And Jim Comey was replaced then by Andrew McCabe at the FBI, who then turns around and reestablishes, reinstates, if you will, the very investigation that Donald Trump hoped to stop. That is the investigation into whether or not there was a Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Ultimately gives rise to the so-called Mueller report and the findings of their report. But long before that, Donald Trump fires Jim Comey. Andrew McCabe is also fired on the eve of when he could have had his tenure basically in stone and got some long-term benefits as a retiree. That ultimately is restored to him. But a lot of misbehavior directed toward Jim Comey, toward John McCabe. And this is a story that comes out very recently. It turns out that these two are also the subject of what's called a National Research Program tax review. It is a very, very invasive tax analysis that can, in fact, lawfully be pursued and is pursued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury, the Internal Revenue Service. Significantly, the odds of being selected for this kind of very invasive audit in any given year are really minuscule, about a one out of out of nearly about 153 million individual returns, for example, the IRS finds about 5,000, or that's about one out of every 30,000 or so of these. So the chances of your being investigated, being audited under this very invasive process are very, very limited. And turns out that both Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe were, within a couple of years of each other, the subjects of these audits in 2017, 2019. And, of course, again, it raises an awful lot of concerns about whether or not they were targeted internal to the Internal Revenue Service. And, again, an awful lot of laws out there that prohibit exactly that kind of thing. We don't know. We don't know exactly what happened. But as an awful lot of people, both in government, outside of government, scratching their heads and saying, gosh, is the connection between Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe, the fact that they ran afoul of Donald Trump, the fact that they are subsequently pursued by the Internal Revenue Service, for what it's worth, turns out that Jim Comey overpaid his taxes by about $350. Andrew McCabe, both he and his wife, I have to make a few additional payments, which they do. And as a result of that, an awful lot of people out there wondering if, in fact, there is a connection, a use of the IRS by the former president and his administration to get after, could only be regarded as his political enemies. Again, shades of Richard Nixon we talked about in the first hour. And as a matter of fact, there's so much concern about this that, indeed, the present IRS commissioner appointed by the former president, Donald Trump, has asked that the inspector general of the Internal Revenue Service come in and take a look at this, figure out whether or not there was somewhere in the bowels, in the structure of the Internal Revenue Service, someone who made the decision to go after these two people, high-profile people, could have happened. Statistically, probably very unlikely, but could have happened. And the Inspector General is right now, has opened an investigation, again, with the encouragement, with the support of Charles Rettig, again, the commissioner of the IRS, to find out what's happened. And again, we don't know what the result of that is. It is statistically possible that they were randomly selected. On the other hand, highly unlikely. And we hope that the Internal Revenue Service, not used by the former administration, not used by the IRS generally to go after the president's political enemies. But I raise that again just because of this continuing specter out there of going after people who have things to say, things to do as they operate in government, as they perform their legitimate purposes, including testimony in trials, in administrative proceedings, and in proceedings before houses of Congress, including the House of Representatives, the United States Senate. We know the president had a long, long history of sending out tweets, sending out information, sending out comments about witnesses, both dangling the possibility of pardons, that is the carrot, and also threatening them implicitly. Explicitly and explicitly, if they do not, in fact, testify in a way, behave in a way that he himself would endorse. And so we'll see what happens with the Comey-McCabe investigation, but underway now to determine whether or not anything untoward happened there inside the Internal Revenue Service. And as we go into our last few moments, we do have another caller from Beaver Dam. Andy, calling in. Glad to have you call, Andy. Your comment or your question.
Well, yeah, Jim, I think with anything, you have to put everything in historical context. And somebody today during the hearing made a comment about it, the Watergate being a Cub Scout deal compared to what this is. And I think anybody that would read about Trump and know the way he operated prior to seeking public office was a guy that you could not, you know, would do anything to get what he wanted, and as a result, he probably, or for sure, would have been a bad choice as a nominee for president. And it's proven that way. I hate to say that he's part of my generation, but, you know, I mean, all the people out there that are still drinking the Kool-Aid, so to speak, about the election, it's all fallacy, you know.
It is fallacy, right, Andy? And we won't ascribe any personal responsibility to you, whether or not the former president is a part of your generation or not. We won't tag you with that responsibility. Lots of people have done wonderful things in your generation as well. Andy, your point about history is an important one, right? We need to be thoughtful about what our history has been. We also need to be thoughtful about the future. Plainly, we think about today in the context of Watergate. I just made a reference to Richard Nixon, and I think it was Jamie Raskin who made that connection as well, that you've highlighted today. Appreciate very much your comment, your thought, Andy. Call in again, as should other callers down the road. This has been Jim Santel, standing in today for Mike and for others here, joined by Evan, who's been my producer today. Thank you so much, Evan, for being with us. Thank you, all your listeners, all those who called in. This has been the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us again. Be safe, be well, and come back again every afternoon, 4 to 6, for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Turn down to politics. Politics will turn on you.
There's a good chance I may have committed some light.